two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins. No.
Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story. On the 5 o'clock report, officers say they're hitting some roadblocks as they try to find whoever shot and killed a woman in a busy part of town Thursday night. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in Salt Lake City with the latest. So, Paul, what's the holdup?
Well, Jeff, police say they're really not getting a lot of cooperation as they investigate this deadly shooting on the west side of Salt Lake City. Investigators have identified the victim as 33-year-old Alicia Baxter, but they say they're still trying to determine who exactly was there and who may have seen what happened. Detective Greg Wilking says Baxter was hit once in the head.
People on got shot, but then found her down and then but called for fire and didn't really look at it in terms of a police issue.
Wilking says that they've had several interactions with Baxter, but they all happened since the beginning of this year. Police say there could be witnesses who may not have realized what was happening. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 501, and we're learning more today about an officer-involved shooting in Salt Lake City earlier this month. Maria Chaleos is here with those details.
Jeff, Salt Lake City police believe body camera footage from a fatal officer-involved shooting earlier this month shows the suspect pulled out his gun first. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce reports Richie Santiago was in a car linked to another shooting when he was spotted outside some apartments on 3rd East.
Santiago said he had just gotten out of jail but would not resist arrest. That's when officers say he reached for his backpack and pulled out a gun. Bullets came raining down on the car. They say Santiago continued pointing his gun at them while he hit the ground. They asked him to show his hands, but he lay motionless.
Officers have been responding to a 911 hang-up call at that complex. Investigators say a northern Utah man not only tried to entice minors over Snapchat, he also tried to fake a letter from the company to prove that he didn't do it. The Logan Herald Journal says Jake Lund was soliciting minors online. Then he forged a letter from Snapchat saying he had not accessed the app during the time in question. So now he has a felony charge in addition to the felony enticement charge. Rocky Mountain Power says it's aware of and working to resolve an outage affecting nearly 2,800 customers in Kearns. The utility says emergency repairs caused the outage but aren't specifying exactly what that means. Rocky Mountain Power says it's hoping to have everything up and running by 9:30. You can visit rockymountainpower.net for outage information. KSL's top national story this hour. Another funeral is scheduled for a victim of the August 3rd mass shooting at a Walmart in Texas. ABC's Jim Ryan says support has flowed in from El Paso and well beyond Texas.
Margie Reckard was one of 22 people to die in the shooting spree. Her husband, Antonio Basco, was her only family.
He feels as though that he's just going to be alone.
Funeral director Harrison Johnson says Basco invited the public to attend his wife's funeral, and the public has responded.
I've been doing this for over 30 years, and I've buried high-profile people that have not had this much response.
Hundreds have indicated that they plan to attend Margie Reckard's funeral, which has been moved to a larger venue. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
California and 10 other states are challenging a Trump administration rule that makes it harder for low-income immigrants to get permanent resident status in the U.S. The rule blocks green cards for many immigrants who use public assistance, including Medicaid, food stamps, and housing vouchers. California Attorney General Javier Becerra says if the same standards were applied to American citizens, about half of them would be considered public charges.
This Trump rule disproportionately impacts Californians. That's obvious. Almost half of all California children have at least one immigrant parent.
The new rule is set to take effect in October. An Indiana state representative is in hot water after being accused of driving under the influence and impersonating an officer. The Marion County Sheriff's Department says 36-year-old Dan Forrestal was arrested after trying to buy cocaine at a bar and then telling patrons he was performing a drug bust after flashing a silver badge. Police arrived on the scene after someone called to report his behavior. He was arrested after a brief struggle. Other national stories KSL is following. Norway now says it has detected radioactive material days after that deadly blast in northern Russia. ABC News foreign correspondent James Longman is on the scene in northern Russia with more.
It has shone a light, really, on Vladimir Putin's nuclear ambitions in this part of the world. This is where other nuclear kind of mistakes or accidents have happened over the last few months. There was a nuclear submarine in Arctic waters just off the coast here that went down just a couple of months ago.
In Salt Lake City, new electric bikes are coming. Green Bike says they're adding 50 pedal assist e-bikes to their bike share system. Pedal assist means the electric motor will only start when the rider pedals. The faster you pedal, the more electric assistance from the bike. Now, you can find the e-bikes parked at any of the Green Bike stations across the city at the same rent price as the classic Green Bikes. And the Tour of Utah Bike Race will be in Salt Lake tonight. A heads up for downtown drivers. That race will start and finish on East Capitol Boulevard next to the Utah State Capitol. Heads up for spectators as well. Some of the viewing areas are near the Capitol, in City Creek Canyon, and Reservoir Park. We will be going in depth on the tour of Utah in about 10 minutes from now with Jeff Kaplan's son, Ben. KSL News Time, 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's lowest visa rate ever. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's a nightmare of a drive on I-80 going from Colville past Echo Reservoir to the I-84 junction. That is likely due to construction. The South Belt seeing its usual slowdowns eastbound on I-215 starting from Redwood over to the South Interchange and Highway 89 in Davis County. It's a slow ride northbound from I-15 up to Cherry Lane and from SR-19 to I-84. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. KSL News Time 5:06. Back.